Hey everybody, well welcome to the first Thrive in 3. That's high impact video content dealing with the issues and the matters that really do matter to you and I, delivered via video clip for 3 minutes every 2 weeks. We hope that they really help you and strengthen you as we move towards Jesus in 2022. And talking about 2022, here we are in January. And you know, one of the things that will determine what sort of year we have is the way we think. Our mindsets. And our mindsets, they really matter. What do I mean by a mindset? Well, simply what we set our minds on. This is so important because the battles of life, you know, they're won and they're lost in the mind. Proverbs 4:23, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Our lives are shaped by our thoughts. Quite a profound thought, isn't it? The more you think a thought, the easier it is to think it again. And that happens for both positive and negative thoughts. That's why our thoughts shape our lives, because a thought becomes an action. And so our lives are always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Pastor Craig Groeschel said that. What comes into our minds will play out in our lives. And it's impossible to have a positive life with a negative mind. And if we can change our thinking, we can change our lives. Here are a couple of dangerous mindsets for you and I to be aware of in our world at the moment. A victim mindset. An entitled mindset. A negative mindset. An anxious mindset, a fearful mindset, a racist mindset, or an angry mindset. I think these mindsets are so prevalent in our world and we've got to be careful to avoid them. How do we do that? Number one, we're going to identify the lie. Identify the lie. What do I mean? I mean that there is a lie that we believe that creates that mindset. So an anxious mindset, for example, says it's just too much. Life's just too much. A worry mindset might say I'm never going to have enough. A victim mindset believes the lie that no one understands how hard my life is. Every single mindset has a lie underneath the surface of it. And we can't defeat what we can't define. So we've got to identify the lie. Identify the lie that's making you believe that mindset. Write it down. And then secondly, what we're going to do is we're going to tell ourselves the truth. Going to say that was the lie, but here is the truth, and the truth disproves the lie, and the truth is always found in God's word. And so what we're going to do is anchor ourselves in what scripture says, tell ourselves the truth from scripture, and turn our thinking. For example, we will tell ourselves God is always good. Psalm 119 reminds us of that. God is always with me. Joshua 1 verse 9. God will always supply our needs. Philippians 4:19. God's faithful. Hebrews 10:23. God designed me for a purpose, Ephesians 2:10. And he loves me deeply, Romans 8:38, verse 39. And God does give me power for my life, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. And God's presence does bring joy, Psalm 16. And God will strengthen and help, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Listen, you can go on and on and on. You're going to identify the lie. Number two, we are going to tell ourselves the truth. And then every day, what we're going to do is do a thought audit. Review our thoughts. Bring our thoughts to God and ask him to renew them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Identify the lie, tell yourself the truth from scripture, and take a thought audit every day. Pastor Craig Groeschel's book called Winning the War in Your Mind is fantastic. Get it, read it, it'll help you as you dive more into the subject matter. Take care, everybody.